From Great Mats, this is Great Thoughts. Playground mulch versus mats. Whether you're planning to build a playground at home, school, or park, the play surface should be of utmost concern. You'll want to keep children safe without breaking the bank. You'll also want to make sure it looks nice for a long time. Two of the most popular playground surfaces are mulch and rubber mats or tiles. Mulch. Mulch can come in many forms, including wood chips and rubber mulch, and is generally an inexpensive form of playground surfacing. Wood chips, shredded bark, and engineered wood fibers are environmentally friendly, biodegradable, and renewable natural resources. They also give your playground a natural look and feel. Of these materials, wood chips provide the most fall height protection, ranging from 7 to 11 feet, with uncompressed depths of 6 to 12 inches, respectively. Compression does not affect the fall height protection of wood chips, but does lessen the protective benefits of both shredded bark mulch and the engineered wood fibers. All forms of wood mulch perform better for fall protection than hard particles of loose fill, such as sand or pea gravel. Rubber mulch is generally made from ground-up tires, extending the useful life of millions of pounds of materials that otherwise end up in landfills. They also reduce fungus and plant growth in your playgrounds, creating a weed barrier. The elasticity of rubber mulch is excellent for shock absorption and is far superior to wood or bark mulch in breaking falls, providing 10 to 12 feet of fall height protection with uncompressed depths of 6 inches. This material will also last up to 12 times longer than wood mulch, decreasing the maintenance and replacement costs. Unfortunately, recycled tire mulch can contain trace chemicals from the manufacturing process and use on vehicles. That being said, the EPA has endorsed the use of recycled rubber for playgrounds after research determined that materials are not harmful. Those findings have been backed by multiple other studies. A downside to loose-fill playground surfaces is they need a retaining barrier to be installed in order to keep the fill from spreading away from the play area. Even with a barrier, loose fill will disappear over time in pockets, shoes, and spillage over the barriers, and will need constant additions or replacements, especially in the case of wood mulch, which will break down over time. Thickness of loose fill surfaces can and will vary with use, as it will be displaced from impact of children coming off slides, swinging on swings, falling, etc. It can also be affected by wind, heavy rains, or other extreme environmental conditions. Loose fill can hide potential dangers, such as screws, nails, broken glass, or syringes, and should not be installed over a hard surface like concrete. There's no good way to clean loose fill, especially wood mulches, which attract insects and can develop mold and fungus when wet. Wood mulch can also contribute to scrapes and splinters, especially when dry. Mats and tiles. While more expensive to start, rubber playground mats and tiles are durable, easy to create designs or patterns, and easy to maintain. They will not need any form of containment and are more handicap accessible than loose playground surfaces. The material will not shift or displace, and any potential danger from sharp objects will be exposed on a flat surface. Mold, fungus, and insects are not an issue with rubber playground flooring. Should a rubber mat playground surface need to be cleaned, it can easily be done with a broom or garden hose. Like rubber mulch, rubber playground tiles and mats are also made of recycled tires and have been known to last for decades. Some even feature warranties of 10 years or more. Should a playground mat or tile become damaged, they are typically easy to replace with a new tile. As for fall height protection, you'll want to check with each manufacturer as they can vary, depending on design and thickness. At Great Mats, you can find rubber playground tiles that are up to 4 inches thick, with fall height protections of up to 10 feet. Proper installation is critical when using rubber mats. Improper installation can result in tripping hazards and a decreased lifespan of your playground surface. Many rubber mats and tiles interlock, preventing seams from separating. Rubber playground tiles are also heavy, will not float or freeze, making them extremely resilient, even in extreme weather conditions. As you can see, not all playground surfaces are created equal. When choosing your surface, make sure to consider how heavily the space will be used, the environment in which it will be used, upfront cost, maintenance, repair, and replacement costs. This will help ensure children will have a fun and positive experience in your playground. By reading this, you're on the right path to protecting both your children and your pocketbook. For more information on this topic, please review our Playground Rubber Safety Surfaces product page.